Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week, Dr. Bloom was answering questions from our listener. Let's listen in today as Dr. Bloom closes out this year's series. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Well, I hope that this question answer time has maybe answered some questions that you had in your mind. Maybe it's hit some areas where you have not dealt and you needed to deal. The reason all of these things come up as what we've gone over here these last couple of weeks is because people are not saved. And then Satan comes in, and he confuses the area of salvation. That's why so many today call themselves evangelical, and that yet they'll say there are many roads to heaven. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, there is none other name given among men whereby ye must be saved. Just because you're a good Hindu, just because you're a good Muslim, just because you're a good Mormon, just because you're a good Catholic, will not get you to heaven. Being a good Baptist, of which I am, a good independent fundamental Baptist, won't get you to heaven. There's only one way to heaven, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ, through Christ and Him alone. And that is also, as we said earlier, based just like a marital relationship in which He has already given His word, but that relationship is complete until you give your word to Him. What you must do to enter this relationship is admit you are a sinner. See, Matthew 1:21 tells us that Jesus came to die for our sins, that He came for our sins to save us from our sins. When Jesus Christ was on the cross, He was shedding His blood for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. That's why Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says that God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Isn't that profound? Christ died for us. He did. He paid the penalty for sin. That was 2,000 years ago. However, that blood is not applied to your debt, your sin debt, until you receive Him as your Lord and Savior. Now understand, receiving Him is going into that relationship with Christ with the same commitment you come into a marriage. And so you're willing to turn from sin. Now, do you remember in the marriage vows, it says, forsaking all others, keep thee only unto Him so long as you both shall live. Well, that's what you're doing when you come to Christ. That's repentance. Repent means to change the mind. It also means to turn from. You're changing your mind. Just like that young lady changed her mind. I don't want to date all these guys. And so she turns from dating all those guys. And she has in her mind decided, this is the only man I want for my husband. Well, in the like manner, when we come to Jesus Christ, we're saying we believe that He died for us on the cross, that He shed His blood for our sins and paid our penalty in full. You know, when a couple gets married, they're believing that the other person loves them, and they love that person. And they're marrying them believing they can trust each other with their heart. And so we come trusting Christ, that He'll do what He says. He says that He would love us. He also says that He would take us to heaven when we die if we receive Him as our God and Savior. And He will. So we repent from sin. We want Him to remove our sin from us. And we want to give Him our heart and life. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made to salvation. Believing that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross, was buried and rose from the dead the third day, shedding his blood for you, call upon him to save your soul. Romans 10:9 says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, Lord, deity, God, the one we've sinned against, Jesus, the humanity, the one who paid the penalty for our sin. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, physically, literally, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, the heart, the life. Giving your heart, giving your life to him, you believe, not just believe the fact, but you're believing unto righteousness, his righteousness in you. And with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, if you're willing to trust him with your life, you're willing to give him your life right now, just like in the marriage ceremony, you don't crawl on your knees for a mile. You don't have to do some great physical feats. You give your word. And you mean it. Christ has already given you his word. If you'll come to him, he'll in no wise cast you out. Will you do that right now? Why not right now, right where you are? Bow your head and pray with me, asking the Lord for salvation. I'll form a prayer. The prayer I'll form are not magic hocus-pocus words. Rather, if you mean them from your heart, you're wanting him to take your sin away and come into your life and be your God and Savior, give you everlasting life, then he will. Would you pray this prayer? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe 3 days later he rose up bodily from the grave. Please take my sin away. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you write us and let us know? Our announcer will be giving you both our web address through which you could email me or our physical address through which you can write. Let us know. I would love to send you our booklet, Building Blocks, that will instruct you in how to live the new Christian life and to grow in Christ and how to walk closer to him. And we want you to have that absolutely free. Now, my friend, we've just had a question-answer period, and let me just say this in summation. Now, we had one that was talking about tithing, and of course, tithing is not for me personally. It's to the Lord's house, okay? And as I said, you could count on one hand the number of times I've preached an entire sermon on tithing. You know, it might be 6 or 7 times I've preached an entire sermon on tithing, and that's since 1970. So it hasn't been a whole lot of sermons on tithing, and yet sometimes you get caught up with an issue. Now, I'm using that as an example, because sometimes you can get caught up on one thing, and that will just set you in a tailspin. Get into the whole counsel of God, and you get to the whole counsel of God through his word. It's fine to write and ask us questions, and we are happy to try to answer your questions. We really are. But let me also encourage you, seek first the face of the Lord and ask him to show you his answer. And if you get it from him, how much better is that to get an answer from God than it is to get an answer from me? Isn't that far better? It really is. I'll try to use God's word to answer you. But oh, how much better it is when you get your answer through your personal relationship with God. Understand this, whatever answer you believe God is giving you, it will never, never, never contradict the word of God, the Bible. As you know, this radio broadcast never asked for you to send us your tithe. As a matter of fact, we encourage you to give your tithe to your local church. Anything above a tithe, above 10%, is an offering. We even ask you to, before you send us an offering, to ask the Lord. We don't want your tithe. And then if you should want to send an offering to us, ask the Lord if he'd have you to do it. Our monthly income and outgo, I think there was a $2,000 difference this past year. We had $2,000 less come in, and that was mostly from our own church. The majority, 90% of the money to have this broadcast going on many radio stations is from our own church. And my friend, so we don't ask for money over this radio program. We have not done that. We don't want to start doing that. We only say if the Lord lays it on your heart, then send. There are many good radio broadcasts on. So be led of God. And that's why I say, in using that example, that you also, you pray, get your answers from God, and let Him lead you. Now I want to thank you again for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send it your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.